The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th Canto, 9th Chapter, text number 12, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on February 19th, 1976, in Mayapur, India.
Therefore, although I am born in a demonic family, even still, without any doubt, I may offer prayers to the Lord as far as possible by me. Any person who is engaged in offering prayer and hearing glories of the Lord becomes purified from the material condition of life.
Tasmadaham vigatabhikravaisharasya sarvatmanamahi dinami tathamanitam Nichu jayaguna visarka anapravistya kuye to jina hi puman anuvarni dena. This verse is given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in another distinct form, Chaita Darpana Mahadhanam. Bhava Maham Dhavavanam Bhavanam. It doesn't matter where I am born. That is not important thing. Nicho. Even one is very low born by freaks of nature. Nobody can guarantee where he'll take his birth. Karmana devanatrena. I will have to take my birth according to my creative activity, controlled by nature. Prakite kivamanani, gunai karmani sarvasa. We are all completely under the control of the laws of nature. Gunavisarga, according to the quality or modes of material nature, we associate, we create another body. There are many places this thing has been described in the Bhagavad Gita. Maya, janta rurani maya. Isara sarvabhutanam riddhese arjuna tishtati brahmayan sarvabhutanam. Just like that Jamnal Agarwal, that he is now in the police custody, now he is crying, same way. But nature's law is very strict. Devidhyesha gunamai mama maya durasvaya. Once you committed mistake, immediately nature's law reacts and it is very difficult to come out of. Devidhyesha gunamai mama maya durasvaya. But there is only one way. That is anuvarnitena, repeatedly chanting Hare Krishna. Repeatedly. That is the only way. Hare Namaiva Kevala. That is recommended by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Kirtanadeva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Paramrita. This is the simple Kali Yuga. This is the only way. Kalodosa Nidhi Rajan, he asti eko mahanuga. This is the greatest qualification of Kali Yuga. Great personalities, they very much eulogize Kali Yuga, that there is simple method and so sublime, simply by chanting Hare Krishna mantra, one becomes completely purified. Bhūyeta jena hi pumāna anuvarnita. Anu means repetition, and anu means following the footsteps of authority, spiritual master, anu. Our process is anu. We don't manufacture it. We simply follow Mahājana jena gatasya pantha. Mahājana, great personalities, great authorities, that is our process. Guru mukha padma vakko chittete koriya oisko arna koriya mani aha. Guru mukha padma vakko, whatever is coming out of the mouth of the spiritual master, because he will never speak nonsense. He will also speak the same thing which he has heard from his guru. That is called anu. Anu, follow. So this is very easy. We don't manufacture things. What is the use of manufacturing things? We are imperfect. What we can manufacture? Whatever we shall manufacture, that is imperfect. Because we are imperfect. The modern scientists, they are manufacturing some ideas. I manufacture and you manufacture some idea. You defeat me, I defeat you. Tattva patishtya. This way, I defeat you, you defeat me, that will not solve the problem. The problem will be solved when we follow the authority, anuvarnita. Then the problem will be solved. Prahlad Maharaj is already purified. His head was touched by Nrisimhadev. It's completely true. Therefore, although he was only child, 5 years old, he is speaking the gist conclusion of the shastra, anuvarnita. He understood that I am not born in a Brahmin family, I am born niche. Low-grade family, asura family. My father was asura, so I am born of him. So I have no prestigious position. Still, Krishna is satisfied simply by devotion and service. That has been already explained. So let me offer my prayer to the Lord sincerely, yathāmanīsam. As far as I have got my intelligence, I am not supposed to be very intelligent because I am low born. I am not born in a Brahmin family. Neither I am old enough, educated. Still, I have to offer my prayers. So let me try to offer my prayers by following the authorities, anuvarnita. Without any, what is called, doubt. Tasmād aham vigata vikla. Without any doubt. Why? That is the perfect way. If we follow the previous acharya, then there is no question of lamentation. Anuvarnitena, simply. This is very nice method. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy is that, jare rakho tare kaho Krishna, but you haven't got to manufacture for preaching. You haven't got to. This is nonsense. You simply follow what Krishna has said. Jare rakho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. Then you become guru. So Prahlad Maharaj became guru. Out of the 12 Mahajans, he is one of them. Sambhu, Narada, Sambhu, Kapila, Kumara, Manu, Prahlada, Janaka, Bhishma, they are Mahajans. So we have to follow Prahlad Maharaj. He is our guru. Purva Acharya. Narada is Purva Acharya, he is disciple of Narada. Therefore, he is Acharya and his disciplic succession. There are sampradayas, Brahma sampradaya, Kumara sampradaya. Anyone who is bona fide Acharya, he can create his own disciplic succession. But one disciplic succession and the other disciples, they are not different. They are of the same conclusion. The Vaishnava Acharya, just like our Ramanucharya, Madhyacharya, Nimbarka, Rudra Sampradaya, Vishnu Shyam, they are all of the same. Aradha Bhagavan, Vajasutam, Krishna Su Bhagavan, that is their conclusion. There is no different conclusion. Although they have got varieties of method, Suddhadvaita, Dhritadvaita, Visishtadvaita, like that. They present the same philosophy in clear ways. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu presents the same philosophy, that Achintya Bhedave. That is Acharya. Acharya gives some way for simple understanding, the same conclusion. But according to the time, circumstances, they give a very easy method to understand. That is Acharya. Acharya is following strictly the previous Acharya, but according to the circumstances, he may make little changes. That change is not change from the original idea, no. So Prahlad Maharaj's conclusion is that I shall offered my prayer glorifying the Lord according to my capacity, yatha manisha. Everyone is not of the same intellect. You may be more intelligent than me. Another may be more intelligent than you. But that varieties of intelligence does not mean missing the real point. The real point is the same. It's like Krishna has got so many queens. All in Vrindavan, he was associated with so many gopi friends or cowherd boy friends. So everyone was Krishna's devotee. Everyone love Krishna. But there were varieties. Variety. Vaichitra. It's called Vaichitra. Krishna is not without variety. You see the flower, Krishna says, Punnaganda Prithibhyamcha. The flavor is Krishna. We are studying in the morning. But there are still varieties of flavor. The rose flower has got a particular type of aroma, another flower, another one. So the Mayavadi philosopher, they cannot understand that the variety, Vaichitra, is creation of Krishna, although they are one, the same Krishna, Punnaganda Prithibhyamcha, but still there are varieties. Everywhere you will find varieties. Visheshata. And the Mayavadi philosopher need vishes. In common English it is said, variety is the mother of enjoyment. So Krishna wants this variety. So you are a devotee. The central point is to love Krishna and offer him service. But that service may be a variety. You cannot claim that because you are serving Krishna in a type, and therefore if somebody is serving in a different way, must be approved by the authorities, you cannot criticize variety. Variety is the mother of enjoyment. The same vegetable, the same ghee, the same salt, same spices, but there is variety of preparation. That is required. We must not, we want variety. Bahunmukhi seva. How? The central point is how? The Vrindavan, Krishna is the central point. The cowherd boy, they are satisfying Krishna by going in the forest, playing with him, mock fighting with him. There is also variety. When he comes home, Krishna is taken care by Mother Yashoda, different dress, different foodstuff, variety. Similarly, when in the company of the gopis, varieties. So variety is the mother. So it is not that I will have to do exactly like it. I will have to serve Krishna, but no mental concoction, following the footsteps. Again, you can create variety, but it must not deviate from the original authority. That is what. So Prahlad Maharaj decided, tasmādaham vigvata viklava yusharasya sarvāt. Real thing is, with heart and soul, everything. No reservation. Just like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he surrenders to Krishna. Everything, whatever he is, God. He says, manasa deha geha jo kichu mor. Whatever I have got. No reservation. So what I have got in this material earth? He said, I have got this body, material body, lump of matter, and I have got my mind simply changing from this platform to that platform. Because mind's business is saṅkalpa vikalpa. We accept something, it is very good, and next time we reject. No, it is not good. This is mind's business. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, I have got this lump of body, we are very much proud of possessing, but what we have got? We have got this body and the mind. And with the mind we have created so many things. This is my house, this is my wife, this is my children. Nobody is yours. You have come according to your karma, and they have come according to their karma. And it is a play only, that one is father, one is mother, one is son. It is by arrangement of the material nature. Kāraṇaṁ guṇa saṅgharṣa. Everything will be finished in the twinkling of an eye. Actually it has no fact, but we think this is our position. That Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, that my possession means some mental concoction and this lump of body, manasa, deho, geho. So therefore, whatever possession I have got, I surrender it. Manasa, deho, geho, jo kichu moro. This is surrender. Hatpinu suvapade nandakusha. So the real process is to surrender to Krishna and according to your best Krishna, he will give you intelligence. First of all, we have to become sincere, heart and soul, sarvatmana. Sarva means all, and atma means body, atma means mind, atma means soul. Three meanings of all. So, sarvatmana, your body, the other day I explained, karmana manasa vacha, by your working capacity, by your mind, by your words, this is called three danda. We, Vaishnava sannyasi, take three danda, this is three. Karmana manasa vacha, by activities, by mind, and by words. The preaching is word. That word is the last, thinking, feeling, willing, then action. So mind should be secular, that I shall sincerely serve Krishna, because I am not expert, therefore, to understand how to serve Adu Gurva Shrayam, one has to accept Guru, Tasmad Gurum Prabhadita. The Shastra says, in order to take direction, one must surrender to Guru. Krishna says, Tadvidhi Panipatena Paripasnena Sivaya. That is the whole Vedic injunction. So, Prahlad Maharaj has already surrendered to Lord Brahma, Narada, and whatever intelligence he has got, he is trying to utilize it for satisfying the Supreme Lord. As yesterday we have discussed that how we can satisfy Krishna. He is Atmaram, Nijalabhapur. He is already satisfied with his own problem. What we can satisfy? So, our, that endeavor to satisfy means our satisfaction. The example is given that, tatcha atmane pratimukasya jathamukha sri. If you serve Krishna, then we will be satisfied. We are not satisfied by serving Maya. If we want satisfaction at all, then we serve Krishna. That is what. Everyone is dissatisfied. That is, because we are serving Maya, there must be dissatisfaction. There must be dissatisfaction. Nobody can be peaceful within this material world, so long he is under the clutches of Maya. That is not possible. But these rascals do not know this. It is said everywhere, māmīvaja prapatyante māyāmita. Moktāraṁ jagvatam sāṁ sarvalopo mahesaraṁ śrīdāṁ sarvabhūtānāṁ yattā māṁ śānti mīcchati. Krishna said, but we do not take Krishna's words. Śānti means we have to accept these three principles. What is that? Krishna is the enjoyer. He is the master. He is the proprietor. Bhaktanam jagvatam. You are performing yoga, you are performing tapasya, penances, you are observing brahmacharya. So many, there are different rules and regulations. And as soon as we purify, then we have no other business than to satisfy Krishna. And so long we are not purified, we satisfy ourselves. This is the difference between forma and bhakti. Thank you very much.